this is Alan Dean with the final program of Vocal Refrain. Well, for 13 weeks, I have talked and sung about some of the singers who have made an indelible mark on popular music. Frank Sinatra, the first teenage idol. Nat Cole, the first Negro to break through the racial barriers. Musician singers, Mel Torme and Billy Eckstine. Tom Jones, the first British superstar. Bob Dylan and the emergence of the singer-composer and the songs of social significance. It was difficult to pare the list down to 13 names, and the choice for this final program was particularly difficult. I felt it had to be another of today's singer-composers, and finally settled on Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Felt as if something somewhere had happened to me, which I couldn't see. And then the moment I met you again, I knew in my heart that we were friends. It had to be so, couldn't be no but try.
Unusual lyric, typical of Gilbert O'Sullivan. I chose him because he doesn't fit into any of the accepted molds. He has none of the flamboyance of a Tom Jones, none of the big-spending freewheeling of a Sinatra, not even the neat conformity of a Perry Como. Gilbert O'Sullivan is unique, and so are his songs.
Told you once before, and I won't tell you no more, so get down, get down, get down. Get down, get down, get down. Keep your hands to yourself. I'm strictly out of bounds. Once upon a time, I drank a little wine. Was as happy as could be, happy as could be. Now I'm just like a cat on a hot tin roof, baby. What do you think you're doing to me? Told you once before, and I won't tell you no more. So get down. I still want you around.
get down, get down, get down. You're a bad dog, baby, but I still want you around. Once upon a time, I drank a little wine, was as happy as could be. Now I'm just like a cat on a hot tin roof, baby, what do you think you're doing to me? Told you once before, and I won't tell you no more, so get down, get down, get down. You're a bad guy, baby, but I still want you around, around. I still want you around,
Get down. Even his love songs are different. There are a number of extremely talented girls among the ranks of the singer-composers. Janice Ian, Carly Simon, Carole King, Melanie Safka are just a few of them. Our guest this week is Brenda Kristen, and she sings for us Melanie's Brand New Key. Thank you, Brenda. That was great. Gilbert's real name is Raymond O'Sullivan, and he was born in Ireland, one of a family of six, and raised in Swindon, England, by a widowed mother. They were hard times. He records the Christmases when they received second-hand toys from the National Assistance, and the humiliation of being the only boy in the class who had to ask for free meals at school. He worked for several years as a postal clerk and wrote songs in his spare time. He made a breakthrough when he sent some of his songs to the organization that handled Tom Jones and Engelbert Humperdinck. He enclosed some bizarre photographs of himself dressed in a flat cap, big boots, and a gray flannel suit several sizes too small for him. It was all my own idea, he said, and I thought the pop world was taking itself too seriously. Anyway, it worked, and he was on his way.
Oh, baby, I love you so bad. Driving me mad. Oh, baby, your kiss is so sweet. Oh, baby, you knock me off my feet. Oh, baby, I wish you were mine. Oh, baby, we'd have a good time. Oh, what can I do?
temperature is high. Oh, baby, I'm 105. Oh, baby, I think that you'll find. Oh, baby, I'm out of my mind. Ooh, what can I do? I wish that there was some way I could have you to myself. Wish I didn't have to share you with anyone else. Share you with anyone else. Share you. Oh, baby, wherever you are, you, baby, you will be my star. Oh, baby, I'm begging you, please. Down on my knees. Oh, baby, why don't you say yes? Oh, baby, I'll give you my best. Ooh, what can I do? I wish that there was some way I could have you to myself. Wish I didn't have to share you with anyone else. Share with anyone else. Share you. Oh, baby, I love you so bad. Oh, baby, you're driving me mad. Oh, baby, your kiss is so sweet. You, baby, you knock me off my feet. Can't you see? Oh, baby, what you do to me? Oh, can't you see? Oh, baby, what you do to me?
Ooh, Baby, recorded by Gilbert O'Sullivan in October 1973. He now lives alone in a small bungalow tucked away on a heath in Sussex. He prefers a simple existence. His manager pays his phone and electricity bills and deposits £40 a month into his bank account. He doesn't know how to drive a car and won't learn. He feels that if he can drive, he'll be tempted to buy something big and expensive. And this is against his principles. His simple wardrobe is in keeping with his rejection of the panoply of stardom. He buys most of his clothing from disposal stores, with the exception of his stage clothing, which is expensive, but is never used for anything other than stage wear. His music and lyrics are timeless. They get right down to the feelings and frustrations of the common man.
If I give up the seat I've been saving to some elderly lady or man, am I being a good boy? Am I your bride and joy? Mother, please, if you please, say I am. And if while in the course of my duty I perform an unfortunate take, would you punish me so unbelievably? So never again will I make that mistake. This feeling inside me could never deny me the right to be wrong if I choose. And this pleasure I get from, say, winning a bet is to lose. When I'm drinking my Bonaparte shandy, eating more than enough apple pies, will I glance at my screen and see real human beings starved to death right in front of my eyes? Nothing old, nothing new, nothing ventured, nothing gained, nothing still born or lost, nothing further than fruit, nothing wilder than youth, nothing older than time, nothing sweeter than wine, nothing physically, recklessly, hopelessly blind, nothing I couldn't say, nothing why, 'cause today nothing rhymes. Thank you. Nothing further than fruit, nothing wilder than youth, nothing older than time, nothing sweeter than wine, nothing physically, recklessly, hopelessly blind, nothing I couldn't say, nothing why cause today, nothing rhymed.
Nothing rhymed. Gilbert O'Sullivan feels that if he was to live up to the enormous income derived from his record and sheet music sales, he'd lose his incentive to write. So he chooses to live as he did when he was a postal clerk earning £10 a week. He says, "It's nice to know the money is there and being invested for me, and maybe someday I'll find some way to use it." But apart from helping his mother to buy a house, he prefers to leave it in the bank. Meanwhile, in the cinematic world, disaster films were putting millions of dollars in the banks of their producers. One of the most successful of these in the early 70s was Airport. Now here's Eric Jupp and the ABC Sydney Show Band to play the Airport love theme. Airport love theme. Thank you, Eric. Gilbert O'Sullivan gets most of his inspiration for lyrics from the daily happenings around him, often clipping stories from newspapers and using them as a basis for a lyric. He writes and sings about the things that go on around us in daily life, the problems that beset us at every turn, about loneliness, children, frustration, even child beaters, funerals, and matrimony.
There at nine. I don't think the registrar will be very pleased when we show up an hour late like two frozen peas. Both now time presently unpacks. Something that begins with M and ends in alas. More than a complete disaster, even from the start, what could it be? It's matrimony. I know how you dreamt about being walked down the aisle, but think of the money well saved and you'll see it's worthwhile. It won't please our moms and dads, but they don't even know. Besides, if they did, what's the bet they wouldn't even show? You and me are all that matters, disregard the rest. Trust your soon-to-be old man, he knows what is best. Very shortly now there's gonna be an answer from you and then one from me. That's matrimony. Oh, I'm truly grateful for the little things in life that have made me so glad. Every other hour that I spend with you is not in the least bit sad. Quite the opposite, in fact, and if you don't believe me, here's the proof. Ask me if I, and I'll say I do. You and me are all that matters, disregard the rest. Trust your soon-to-be old man, he knows what is best. Very shortly now there's gonna be an answer from you and then one from me. That's matrimony. Matrimony, joining together of the two people for better or for worse, till death do them part.
Compared with some of the other singers we've talked about in the series, Gilbert O'Sullivan is a fledgling. Perhaps the most significant chapter of his story is still to be written. In the meantime, as long as he continues to write songs like his first big hit, Alone Again Naturally, there will always be millions of people out there who will identify with Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Oh, in a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less down, I promise myself to treat myself to visit a nearby town. Climb into the top, I'll throw myself off in an effort to make it clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people saying, by God, that's when she stood up. No point in us remaining. We may as well go home, as I did on my own, alone again, naturally. I think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to what wouldn't do, the role was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God and His mercy, who if He really does exist, why did He deserve me in my hour of need?
years, and I'm 65 years old. Mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken when she passed away.
Again, naturally. Well, I certainly am, because this is the end of the series. But just before I go, I'd like to say a special thanks to the Peter Flanagan Singers, my guests Brenda Christen, Evie Pickler, Bobby Marcini, Kathy Lloyd, to the ladies and gentlemen of the ABC Sydney Show Band and its conductor, Eric Jupp. It's been a great pleasure to work with such professional people. And on the other side of the glass, the guys who handled all of the recording, Brendan Frost, Chris Crome, and Ron Minogue. And my special thanks to my producer, John Diamond, for all his help and encouragement. This is Alan Dean saying thank you for joining me.